And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hectonic.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is CJ Wildheart, the baddest girl in the world. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was CJ Wildheart and the baddest girl in the world. I hope you liked my Clarkson there. the baddest girl in the world. He is, of course, one of the famous original members of the Wildhearts. A punk all the way from York, Tony. What I want to know is, what is CJ Wildheart's Bandcamp page?
CJWildheart.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed CJWILDHEART.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil, and go to that page to find out where that track's come from, which is from a new album that he's brought out, which I'm sure you'll be very excited about. Indeed. And if we get more, we might play more. Now then, I've got some additional material for you.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. titling your email Comedy Suburb if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, and he opens in parenthesized fashion. He says, I know I sent this in a couple of years ago, but it's my favourite Christmas joke. So this is another gag from the vaults from Jeff.
Okay.
He says, I'm naming my Christmas tree Amy Winehouse because it's going to die and leave needles everywhere. I don't remember him sending that in before. Still, Jeff, P.S. Now that food has replaced sex in my life, I can't even get into my own pants.
Nice.
Well, I should have said that. I stressed that incorrectly. I'm going to have another go. Now that food has replaced sex in my life, I can't even get into my own pants.
Nice.
That's a lot better. Sorry about that, Jeff. Fucked up your punchline. There we go. If you got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And I did see a great photograph of Jeff on Facebook the other week. That man, he is, I wouldn't necessarily say photogenic, but it doesn't matter what he's doing or what he's wearing. I can't help but be drawn to it. Yeah. Two songs in a row, Tom.
Okay.
Stay tuned for Popclaw. First up, Beach Riots. It's a new single from the Brighton band via Alcopop. And we played a few by Beach Riot. I don't know, I do like them. What is Beach Riot's Bandcamp page?
Beachriot.bandcamp.com.
It is BACHRIOT, beachriot.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 2, Paul Bean, Instant Neil, and this is Meltdown.
And how
sandwich.
We lost our dignity. Let's make the ground. With our guns in our hands, we live in denial land. We scream for release, but the world lost control and another mother cries. This is the end of the chaos, and in our hearts we want to be free. Lives to the battlefield, lives to the war inside of me. Tomorrow in through smoke and flame, we fight to the dawn in the name of a brighter day. Tears fall, fears flow, brothers and sisters fighting side by side. For peace, for life, and the guns fall silent to the ashes of memory. This is the end of the chaos, and in our hearts we wanna be free. Lives to the battlefield, lives to the war inside of me.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's Popclaw, a track called Anthem of Chaos. They are a Southeast England two-piece, Tony. Do you want to know an interesting fact about them?
Yeah.
They've never met.
Oh.
Must be one of these remote bands. Either that or they go into the studio and just have a partition wall. And they're under strict instructions not to even say, "Peg Tolo." But who knows? Anyway, Popclaw, great track there. All the tracks have been great. Great track there. What is Popclaw's Bandcamp page?
Popclaw.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. P-O-P-C-L-A-W. Popclaw.bandcamp.com. Started off with a very healthy threefer on the Bandcamp front for you, Tony.
Ooh.
Will it keep going? Who knows? Oh, the mystery, the majesty. Anyway, speaking of mystery and majesty, you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Well, let's hear the thing then.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I nearly forgot to say that again. Did you notice that pregnant pause?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, it was nice.
I was miles away.
Thank you for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave a comment, get in touch. A couple of comments this week. Thank you for all who've commented so far. They are stepping up a little bit. I think the 1,000th show is hitting later than,
yeah,
depending where people are listening. Wambolt's been in touch.
Wambolt!
He says, "My last name has always been butchered. Makes me smile to hear you guys saying it. I don't know what he means. Surely it's just Wambolt."
Yeah, perhaps it should be pronounced Wambolter.
Wambolt.
Wambolter. I didn't know. Like, it's Wambolt.
Booker. Just to clear things, sum things up, I'm Canadian, and Daisy Chainsaw were based in the UK, so I was a weird kid here in Canada listening to them. Well, there you go.
The fuck I got Australia from, you'll never know. Although, there is a Daisy Chainsaw Facebook page, which is Australian, and I can't believe there's another band called Daisy Chainsaw that have got the same girl up. I don't fucking know.
Confusing.
But it's great to hear from you, Wambolt.
Yeah, could have him
back.
I
mean, we should call him Nick, really, but, you know, let's just pretend he's at Hitchin Boys School in 1980, where we all called each other by our surnames. Isn't that right, Hearn?
That's right. And if you've got a name like that, surely you'd just be happy to be known by it. Surely.
Yeah. Wambolt. You got a name like Wambolt. You don't keep that hidden, do you?
You certainly don't. I'd be telling everyone. Everyone, even if he comes and knocks on the door, I'd tell him.
The Nick by Depot. I'd just be Wambolt.
Like McLovin. Just Wambolt.
Like Canadian superhero. I'll be talking about the Canadians later on in the show. Yeah.
Simon Knott's got in touch.
Peg Tolo, Simon. He's a fine man, Simon.
He is
not
a fine man. He was a very dapper man.
He is a very dapper man when he's racing.
Ah. Sorry to admit that I've been neglecting Punky recently, but dropped back in to listen today, and it was episode 1001. Trust me to miss the big
800.
Trust me to miss the big 1000 party. Yeah. Despite being late to the shindig, I thoroughly enjoyed 1001. I was almost particularly pleased to hear that Paulie B is yet to tire of the Facebook jingle, and Tony is still doing a great job on the Reds. Well, of course,
it's great, isn't it? Was Simon the reason that one week I said you've done a shit job on the Reds on the week?
Quite possibly. I don't know.
It might have been, mightn't it? I can't remember.
I know he's the reason the end in the Bunch of Cards is ever so slightly sooner into the mix now than it was, because he did point out there was a slight gap, probably due to my love in the pregnant pauses, but we tightened it up after that.
It was all to do with you doing a shoddy job. You had to tighten up a couple of them.
Just tweak up the end of it, that's all. That's all. That was his legacy. And he introduced some banter as well.
A fine legacy, and I'm really pleased to hear from you. Thank you, Simon, for getting in touch.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Very well.
Here's a great band, Motta Slapping Orchestra. We played them quite a bit, we've known them for years. All the way from Ile de la Réunion, or Reunion Island, if you can't be bothered with the fancy stuff. Fronted by double bass playing singer Eric, they are a band on an island that I wish to see and meet. I've seen them live in the equally romantic Kidderminster. Their latest album is almost a year old now, I think. And we're still slowly picking the odd track here and there from it. We don't want to play them all. You can find out more about them and indeed get the album from their Bandcamp page, which is
mothaslappingorchestra1.bandcamp.com.
Oh, well remembered.
Oh, yes.
Or cheated. Well remembered.
No, didn't cheat.
Well, it is MOTHRA, that's Motta. Slapping, SLAPPING, that's slapping. And orchestra, ORCHESTRA. Orchestra, and then the numeric one, Mothra Slapping Orchestra 1.bandcamp.com for all your Mothra Slapping Orchestra needs. This is the majestic and wonderful. Is there anybody on the phone?
It's not easy being a man. Or easy to be a woman. All the shit I've gotta know is that the meaning to the show. My life's so empty, I don't know. Is there anybody on the phone? Is that the meaning to the show? My life's so empty, I don't know. Is there anybody on the phone?
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mothra Slapping Orchestra, a great tranche of French psychobilly there with Is There Anybody on the Phone? They're more than a psychobilly band. Lots of bands would claim to be more than being a psychobilly band, but they do encompass the music of the island. So some of this is a bit of rock and there's a bit of punk in there as well. Absolutely great band live, lovely fellas, brilliant. And they're French, and I'm still saying nice things.
Wow, okay.
What's wrong with me? No, they are absolutely brilliant. Tony, did you do anything last week?
I went down south, not a euphemism. Went to Camberley.
Oh, Camberley, that's right.
Yeah. What a hole. I did not enjoy Camberley.
Yes.
Yes.
No apologies to people from Camberley. I've only ever met one person from Camberley that I was at university. Well, I might have done a gig there, but I only known one that I was at university with. And she didn't like me.
Right. She
didn't like me. Some people just take an instant dislike and never change their mind. And she was one of them. She just didn't like me. And I quite liked her, but it made no odds. And I'm afraid she coloured my opinion of Camberley before I ever got there. And I thought, if their one representative, if their missionary doesn't like me, what chance I got with the locals? So I just blocked it out of my head. And you've just confirmed all my suspicions.
You're not missing a thing. I stayed at the Shovel Lodge on the main London road.
It sounds nice, doesn't it?
Camberley.
It sounds a nice place, Camberley.
Yeah. It's not.
No.
And I got to the meeting and the day after, because I drove around on the Tuesday, stayed Tuesday night, and then went to the meeting 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. And they were already saying, oh, the Travel Lodge, really? That's where the junkies score in the car park. Did you see any junkies? Thanks for that.
It's like if Sauron had called Mordor Happy Town.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not good. Well, you know, successful work-wise, but got out of there. And then apart from that, watched a bit of telly. Been getting into Succession. Okay. Yeah, a little bit. That's about it, really. How was your week?
Well, I saw a brilliant advert last week for Rogue Heroes Season 2. Right? Oh. And I thought, brilliant. What the fuck is Rogue Heroes?
Yeah.
So I went back and watched season one. It's probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. Did you watch it first time around?
Nope.
Oh, watch it, Tony. It's on iPlayer. It's about the formation of the SAS. It's another one of those.
Okay.
But it's done by the bloke who did, among other things, Peaky Blinders. It's a black comedy. The first of two I will mention here. It's just fantastic. It's action-packed. Brilliant storylines, great characters. The Northern Irish dude who's in the formation of the SAS is one of the finest TV characters I've ever seen. It's brilliant.
Okay, cool.
And I thought, nothing can top that. And well, it didn't, but something came close. Something that I was turned on to by Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And he said, I think you might like this thing, The Sticky. So I watched that. Have you watched that?
I've seen the first two.
And?
I liked it. Kind of like a Canadian.
Absolutely love it.
Fargo kind of vibe to it.
Rogue Heroes has got six episodes. That's the end of the season. I think The Sticky's the same.
It's
six half-hour episodes. And it's absolutely terrific. I really enjoyed it. It's a sort of, yeah, it's a, how would the French call it? Comedy noir. Set in Quebec. I mean, I know you know about it. I'm exchanging a few and it revolves around, it's kind of a Shaggy Dog story, isn't it? But it revolves around a maple syrup heist, which doesn't sound like the most exciting thing ever, but it's really good, isn't it? It's really
good.
And there are some funny bits in it as well. And finally, again, I've only been televisual this week. I've not really left the house much.
Yeah.
Nottingham Forest. You wonderful people beat Aston Villa yesterday. That means we've now beaten most of the teams around us, which this season are at the top of the table. We've won or drawn against them. We've only lost to Arsenal and Man City, and we shouldn't have lost to Man City. We've messed that up. We could have won that game, as everyone else is doing. So right now, I am loving being a Forest fan.
Fourth on the table.
Exactly. Right now. If they end the season now, we're in the Champions League. It's ridiculous. I'm nearly excited at that, as I was when I first became an Adam and the Ants fan. And I first became an Adam and the Ants fan several years, or at least 3 or 4 years, after they got going as a band. And it meant that I didn't know a lot of their early stuff. I certainly wasn't aware that they had done some John Peel sessions in 1978 and 1979. I put together an Adam and the Ants playlist a while back, and I on Spotify, and I could not find my favourite song of theirs, which is a song called Ligotage. It doesn't appear to be on Spotify, but then I don't think that BBC sessions are. Maybe that's why. So anyway, we're taking a punt here. We're playing something recorded for the BBC that was never brought out in any other format than this live Peel session thing. I don't know why they didn't record it, so I think it's fantastic. But anyway, on the news that Adam Ant is going to be touring extensively next year as a result of having to cancel this year through ill health, and it's quite a big tour really for an old fella. there's not an Adam and the Ants website. What is Adam Ant's website?
Adamant.com?
Adam-ant.com. ADAN-ANT.com. Pointing in step one, Tony 4, and this is Ligotage. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Adam and the Ants and Ligotage, a classic from the vaults. Now that we're on show 1000 and something, if we get cancelled now, I don't care. But anyway, brilliant song, great band, happy days. Find out more, adam-ants.com. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
In that case, it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Pregnant pause. Lovely. I nearly did another one, and I've completely forgotten which I'm supposed to do more than just talk on this show.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Let me know your gigs. I'm happy to report I've got one for this week and next week. I'm very happy. Lots of content this week. Thanks for everyone who got in touch. It has been
much appreciated. Always.
Very much so. So this Sunday, it's the last show of the year. And a punk all day at the Dark Horse in Moseley. It's a punk all day. It starts at 12:45 and it's finished by 8, and there's loads of good bands on. It's £5 on the door, and you can appreciate great bands like Julius Caesar, Dog Mess, Fuel Injection, Sideboard, Psychedelic Lonesman, Wallace and Vomit, and the Mighty Apocalypse Babies, of course.
Fantastic.
Yeah, should be a good gig.
Fancy going for that.
You're welcome to come along. So yeah, it's eight hours, 10 bands, £5, 50p a band, that. So yeah, if you are around the Birmingham area, it's a nice little pub, some great beers downstairs. We played this gig in the summer, I think, and we played with the Dollheads from America. Good little venue, nice. I really enjoyed it, and we met the Mighty, well, we'll talk about them in a moment, another Welsh band at the same gig. So yeah, if you want
to, like, you know what's coming.
It's a little bit. Our last gig of the year. Come down to see it. I'm sure there'll be party vibes, and that's it for this week.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Should be good.
Yeah. So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Two songs in a row then.
No, it's not.
What, sorry?
It's not. Not my notes, it's not.
The wrong one. Oh, no, I'm such a tit. Let's edit that, shall we? Fuck it. Leave it in. Yeah, do what you like. No, rather than playing two songs in a row now, which will be in the next section, why not play the band you already mentioned that was going to come up, and I still wasn't having it? I talk, of course, about KK Verkefni. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
It is. KK Verkefni. You forwarded this to me. So I'm going to ask you what their Bandcamp page is right now. What is KK Verkefni's Bandcamp page?
kkverkefni.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. KKVERKEFNI, kkverkefni.bandcamp.com. Now, all I really know about them is they are Wrexham punks. I put down Wrexham punks with rancid love. Now I understand why. They are Wrexham punks, and the track you're about to hear is their homage in the shape of a cover version to the great band Rancid, who I did see live once upon a time, and they were terrific. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about KK Verkefni and how you know them. I know we've given a bit away.
Yeah, so we met these guys when we played at the Dark Horse in Moseley at the Dollheads gig. So there was only four bands on, the Dollheads and KK Verkefni. They play as a two-piece to a backing track, and lovely lads from Wrexham. They drove all the way from Wrexham to Moseley for this gig. They'd forgotten their bloody SD card, so they'd practiced loads and loads of punky stuff for this gig, couldn't play any of it. So they really got through, had a hard gig, but really enjoyed it. And I played them on the one of the Tony specials at the Dark Times at the back end of this year.
Dark Times. Not many people would actually consider an enforced period of my silence to be a dark time. Quite nice of you to say that, really.
So yeah, so they're gothy, they're punky. We didn't hear much of their punky stuff. I think they did do Ruby Soho on the night. So clearly they're trying to do a bit more punky stuff. I think the new guitarist joined. I think he's far more punky. Yeah, so they're from Wrexham. That's all I know about them, really. But good lads, really nice lads. So,
excellent.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, in that case, then it's Tony Five for the Internet One, and this is KK Verkefni, Ruby Soho.
Party up next door, but I'm sitting here all alone.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I finally distinguished my arse from my elbow. Ruby Soho. Great version, that. Well done, KK Verkefni. If we get more, and I imagine we will, that it will come via you, we'll almost certainly play it. Are you doing anything this week?
So last week of work before I break up for Christmas. Oh, I'm sure a bit of a last minute struggle. I've also got to try and buy some Christmas cards, presents. It's my niece's 19th birthday. I've got lots of stuff hitting on that side. And then Sunday gig. And that'll be it. So a nice gig before Christmas. And then just after Christmas, we get into another recording. So for this week, worky, Christmassy gig. What are you up to?
Well, on Sunday, I'm going to go at your gig.
Cool.
Very excited about that. An all-dayer that I'll be home from by 10.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Looking forward to that. Before that, I have this weekend completed the first draft of my new fucking kids book.
Rather,
the first story from it, shall I say. There's going to be, I think, six short stories all about the same character. And I was going to get it massively illustrated, like a real young kids book, and then started writing it. And I don't write for kids that are 4. I write for kids that are 8.
Right.
Just do. I think 8, you know, I may have said last week, but I think 8 years old is the funniest we ever get. Right? I think we are hilarious when we're 8. Boys and girls, particularly boys, but boys and girls. I just think at 8 years old, we're old enough to know how to have fun, but we're not old enough to be cynical about anything at all. Everything you do when you're 8 is so you can have a laugh, I think.
Mm.
And I think they're the people that I write for. I've got them in mind. So no, it doesn't matter what I try and do. It means that anything I write for adults falls apart as well. because I think I am forever 8. So anyway, I've done the first start. I'm going to be working more on that this week. And also, I am going to write some Christmas cards. But I've got to say, when a second-class stamp is fucking 95p, this stupid tradition we have of sending each other bits of tree is starting to grind and grate a bit. So I am sending a minimal number this year.
Yeah.
So I doubt I'll send as many as you. I think I've got 5 planned.
Yeah, we don't do many, maybe between 5 and 10, but yeah, we've really cut you down.
Oh, I will just say about Rogue Heroes as well. It might not be something to watch with a German next to you.
Right, okay, gotcha.
I'm not going into much more detail than that. It's not anti-German, it is anti-Nazi. It's not anti-German, but it's not very pro-Germany, let's be honest. But it is really funny and really good and a great story. Right then, now we're going to play 2 songs in a row. Is that right?
That's right.
Sweet. Stay tuned for June Rest, but first, a band we haven't played for way too long, Neon Kittens. We haven't played in a couple of months. They are Weirdos from York. I'm not going into more detail than that. I don't know what the fuck this band are. I can't work it out. Have you managed to define them yet?
Nope.
Thanks for your input. Right. What I'd like to know is, what is Neon Kittens' Bandcamp page?
Neonkittens.bandcamp.com.
It is neonkittens.bandcamp.com. neonkittens.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 5 for the instead of 2. And this is Everything Happens When You Don't.
Life's a twisted masquerade, where truth dissolves and lies cascade. Behind the masks, we all parade. In this world of shadows, hopes betray. Everything happens when you don't. Illusions dance, reality won't. Caught in a web that constantly taunts. Welcome to the carnival of deception. Everything happens when you don't. 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 Tangled webs of deceit unfold in a realm where secrets are sold. Lured to the abyss, in darkness we're swallowed, sucked into a vortex of lies that's hollow, and then you speak. Everything happens when you don't. Illusions dance, reality won't. Caught in a web that constantly taunts. Welcome to the carnival of deception. Everything happens when you don't. Everything happens when you don't. Everything happens when you don't. When you don't. In this twisted funhouse of despair, lost souls wander unaware. Their dreams shattered beyond repair, haunted by the whispers that fill the air. Of deceit, we roam, where truth is buried in stone. Beneath the surface, the real all is unknown, where hearts are overthrown. Everything happens when you don't.
Kitten blood.
hatred is calling, the future inviting. No fear of failure, I'm ready to soar. With every heartbeat, I walk free for more. Now rise and shine, let the world hear my name. I'll break in the shire, I'm dead in the flame. I'll proud ignite eyes inside me to flame. Not your charade, take all the name.
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And see if you can spot the Joy Division tracks they're doing instrumentals of. That was June Rest, pop punk from San Francisco. I think we played once or twice before. What is June Rest's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/JuneRest?
Facebook.com/JuneRestOfficial. Paulie Beans Net 3, Tony 5. You still won it, but you know, it's a bit of a comeback. And I don't have a lot more to say about them than that, other than they are the pop punk band of San Francisco, I would say.
Right.
And you've just seen an example of why. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Wow, brilliant. Super duper. Let's hear the weird thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat.
Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
Well,
thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat to nominate, please don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twats with thanks. Which I responded to. Let me know your twats. Steve's been in touch.
Peg Tollow, Steve.
It has been a while.
It has.
He says, ciao, Crapto Tenaggio. Tony.
Quattro.
Congrats on the 1,000th episode. Looking forward to 1,000 more.
Congratulations, Tony. I really do mean it. Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you very much.
You are the only person to ever have stuck with me for this long.
1,000 more shows. Here we go.
Don't even know why you even pretending that, or did he say that?
Not. He said that.
He said that, but okay. Five, maybe.
Yeah, this is three. We'll see how we get on. Sorry for missing so many weeks. In American politics, there's so many twats, and I'm so disgusted with my fellow Americans that I was overwhelmed with choices. With the transition to the new regime, there will be plenty of twatting to do. But here's the last one for President Biden. Even though I think he will be remembered as more effective than he is being thought of now, Mr. Biden is a twat. For giving his son Hunter Biden a complete immunity for decades worth of crimes and possible crimes when Joe clearly said he would not pardon his son when he was convicted. I understand that family comes first, even when you are the President of the United States of America, but he should have said that he would consider pardoning his son before he left office instead of making statements that no one is above the law when it seems that both Bidens and Trumps are above the law. So for pardoning his son...
It does seem rather, doesn't it, that he's handing a blank piece of paper to the new fella saying, how many names can you write down on this to pardon?
Whether or not he would have, I don't think Trump would have not done it anyway, but it's not good optics, as they say. I don't know where I stand on it.
All it is a father's love. I haven't got a problem with it.
Yeah, I think
if you're in the same boat, you do the same thing, I think.
I think if you're looking at the only take I read on it is that the people that Trump's been put in charge of the FBI and everything, it could get a bit dicey. So I kind of appreciate that maybe he just wants to cover his back because Trump is a angry little man child.
He doesn't like the English.
Oh, that's true. He likes the Irish, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, he thinks he is Irish.
So he says for Biden his son, absolutely would not. President Biden is a twat. Steve, he says, P.S. only two episodes behind now. I've listened to four last Sunday. All great shows. Four in a day. Steve, why?
I think he's been talking to Mind Hamster.
we'll do it. So, for pardon his son, after he said he would not, President Biden from Washington, D.C.
is a twat. shortly to be from Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's got a really horrible name, and it's Scranton.
It has. It's almost bad as Camberley. It's the opposite of Camberley. It's probably lovely. Awful name.
That's a very good point. We should find out just how lovely Scranton is and whether it's twinned with Camberley.
It's probably like Fishtown. Probably a lovely place.
No, I doubt that.
No, that's true. Maybe not, actually.
Because Fishtown is just, Fishtown.
Yeah, it is. That's it for twats, though.
So, let's hear the thing again.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Yes, indeed.
One last track this week. We played this band last before. They must start thinking, when are we going to move up the list? The reason you don't move up the list is because you're a great way to close the show. Wax Legs. You Berlin metalers with your album out, Horny Tears from Hell. It's about time we played another track for it. I think this band are great. What are Wax Legs' Bandcamp page?
Waxlegs.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. WAXLEGS, waxlegs.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony.
Six.
Paulie Beans Net 3. It's a thrashing. Tony 6, Paulie Beans Net 3. This is the quite brilliant Acid Maniac. That's about the size of it for this week. That was the majestic Wax Legs and a great track, Acid Maniac. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show, Tony.
Yep, they'll get visit our website, punkradio.com, latest shows on the front page. Do check it out. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down with a fi, you can find us on the Spotify. App in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music, their podcast thing. Or if you've got yourself an Alexa, you can use her as many times as you want. If you get the skill store, get a Punk Radio and all that, and download it. Poco, you're great. Use her.
I might see one or two of you in Moseley watching some great bands this Sunday. Who knows? In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.